In Brazil, one of the biggest challenges to dealing with the Zika crisis is actually just logistics. The South American country has bad infrastructure, unequal access to healthcare, and it's huge. Think about how difficult, say, it is for a mom with a microcephalic baby who lives in the countryside, hours away from specialists, to get the help that she needs. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro has the story now of one doctor who's developed a system that could revolutionize how medicine in Brazil is done.
Vai dizendo pra gente quem são as crianças. Mostra pra gente.
Dr. Sandra Matos, a pediatric cardiologist, sits in front of her Mac at a balmy seaside hotel in northern Brazil. She's on the road for a conference, but that hasn't stopped her from checking in with her tiny patients. Tell me what I'm seeing.
When they are on the ICU, we can check on the monitor. We can see what their saturation levels are.
The screen is split, showing various hospital rooms around the state, here in Paraíba, in Brazil's north. Dr. Matos is practicing telemedicine, which has been around for a while. It allows doctors like her to diagnose and treat patients at a distance. The rationale is pretty straightforward. It gives people in remote communities access to specialist care.
So using telemedicine, you can concentrate the expertise in some areas and spread it throughout.
But what's different here is the scale and scope of what Dr. Matos has created. It all started a few years ago. The state of Paraíba was having problems getting care to infants born with congenital heart defects. Dr. Matos had worked with telemedicine before, outside Brazil, and had been thinking long and hard for decades about how to deal with the problems of the healthcare system here. So she set up what she calls the Heart Network. 22 regional hospitals, over 100 doctors involved, round-the-clock care. The linchpin to all this are what she calls echo taxis, basically cars that drive out to remote rural communities and deliver specialized equipment that do things like echocardiograms.
They run around every week. Three echo taxis go to three villages in the countryside, and the medical equipment stays in that maternity for one whole week, during which we run pediatric cardiology clinics, and all of those are supervised via telemedicine.
The local staff is trained to operate the equipment while specialist doctors are on hand to look over the data. That way they can check which babies need to be seen in person and which ones don't.
It's a way of running clinics and not having to overload the big centers, which are really very, very few and far apart.
In the few years the system's been in place, they've looked at the hearts of 127,000 infants in the state, which would be successful by any measure. But then Zika happened. The Minister of Health was all of a sudden having to deal with a surge in cases of microcephaly. The government was looking for a way to treat and properly diagnose the infants with suspected brain damage. Dr. Matos's program was easily adaptable.
As we had the network and we had access to these remote areas, we just said, well, should we not try the model of the network and see if we are able to help both diagnosing and managing these children?
So the echo taxis were sent out with equipment that would look at babies' brains instead of their hearts. On the other end of the computer, there were now neurosurgeons instead of heart surgeons. And that huge database of information on babies born in the state proved pivotal in trying to figure out what was going on regarding Zika-related birth defects in Paraíba.
I think that's perhaps what's so unique about our situation here in Paraíba, and we don't have very large databases in Brazil.
Ultimately, having that data through the work of the Heart Network has allowed the state to far more efficiently deal with the Zika crisis, says Aaron Staples, who led the Centers for Disease Control study in Paraíba.
I think it's a way forward because we saw children in places that it took our teams, you know, over a day to get to. And just imagining if they had to come here, they might not have the means, they might not have the time. So having a system set up that will help spread expertise and understanding and knowledge is important.
And Erin Staples says it shouldn't only be adopted in other parts of Brazil. She says she thinks it's a good model for even rural places in the United States where people often don't have access to the right care. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News.